Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, between now and the WNBA draft in April, the Indiana Fever's objective will be convincing Iowa's Caitlin Clark to go pro in 2024. For a second straight year, in case you missed it, the Fever won the number one pick in last Sunday's lottery. The reigning National Player of the Year is the, presumed number one pick if she decides to come out. She has one more year of eligibility because of COVID-19.
I'm going to know when I need to know if I want to stay or if I want to go. But I feel like it's really not something that I think about every single day. It's not something that I let weigh on me. It's like I'm focused on helping this team be the best team they can be, and I'm just going to trust my gut and go with that.
So it was Caitlin Clark, the reigning National Player of the Year. They're currently fourth ranked, 10-1 on the year, and 1-0 in the Big Ten. They won't play here in Bloomington until the 22nd of February, preceded by a game January 13th out in Iowa City. By the way, as I mentioned, it's the second time Indiana's had that number one pick. Last year, you'll recall, they drafted Aaliyah Boston. She went on and became the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Pregame Mark Boyle at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes was busy scouting Terre Haute North's game at West Vigo Tuesday night, one of J.R.'s non-state championship teams, one of the better ones, 25-2, the 98-99 club featuring his All-State son John, will have their night on the Holmes court Friday night when the Patriots of Terre Haute North drop in for Conference Indiana play.
He was undefeated in Indiana until that time. They lost one game at Chicago Westinghouse up in Chicago in a tournament. But they were very good. They played good defense. They shared the ball, had some size. It was just a really, really good team. Had a lot of big moments. They would end up ranked number one in the state in all the polls and end up 13th in the USA national poll. Consensus number one here as they went into the tournament that year. Just some misfortune in the final seconds of the semi-state game probably cost him a state championship.
Reflecting on that 98-99 club of his, J.R. Holmes, and oh, by the way, a win against Terre Haute North would not only put him 2-0 in the league here early season, but would be career win number 900 for the legendary Hall of Famer. Pacers in Milwaukee tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.